Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Harold Gruber about Faith Baptist Church.
It's a privilege to be here again and share with you some of the things that are happening at Faith Baptist Church, Sally. One of the things that you'll realize that I sound like a broken record when I come and talk to you is that I talk about the spiritual slice of life. And we want to make sure that what we do and how we do things in the community are not just seen as strange things that we do in our four walls, but we want people to know that life has a lot more meaning than that. And so there are a number of things that we're doing to help people generally in terms of their lives. One of the things that we've started is a men's Bible study at 7 o'clock each Thursday evening at the church. And so often in our society, particularly in TV shows and things, particularly fathers and often men are shown as ignorant boys, and we want to help men realize that they can really be worthwhile in life and that there's something significant to being a man. And so we're studying a book that will help men in their marriage relationships, in their relationship as fathers with their children, and just generally in living life in a way that's going to be meaningful and worthwhile for them. We have a men's breakfast on the first Saturday of every month at 7 o'clock, so July 6th, we're coming with the men's breakfast again. And then later on in July, if anybody is interested, a lot of people know about Promise Keepers having been a big thing with meetings. And in July, there's one happening in Cedar Falls at the UNI Dome, and we're going to be going up there. If anybody is interested, they can give the church a call at 653-4462 and get more detailed information. We're going to be underwriting some of that. And we're not just focusing on men, but during the course of the summer, as a part of our children's ministry, we have something called Summer Serve, where every week the children from grades 2 to 6 are doing something in the community. They will often do some cleanup and yard work around the schools, and I see that they're going to be doing something at the UP home as well. And that's from 9:30 to 11:30. And if anybody is interested in seeing their kids involved in something like that, they can give the church a call too and find out the location where the kids need to be. And again, that's 653-4462 that they can call. We also want to let people know that we appreciate what happens in the community. It's not just what happens in the church that's significant, but we're really appreciative of the National Guard doing what they're doing and people being deployed and so on. And so on July 14th, and that is a Sunday, at 12:30 to 3 o'clock, we're going to have a picnic in Sunset Park for the 294th Medical Company. And we're going to provide lunch and all of that for those that are a part of that unit and their families. And we certainly want to say that anybody in the community would be welcome to come and join us. The lunch would be $8. And if anybody wants to come and be a part of that and have that lunch, they can again give the church a call at 653-4462. And we would love for that to be a huge community event. And if people could give a call as soon as possible, because we need to order that food, it's going to be catered by Hy-Vee. And we want to have a great time of celebrating the fact that there are people that are a part of the National Guard that are willing to protect our freedom and be a part of that, and we want to let them know we appreciate that. Other than that, you know, people often think that summer slows things down. We've got enough stuff going, and right now we have a series going to help people really help their lives get freedom from some of the things that so often bind us in terms of habits and addictions and other things like that. And certainly invite anybody to come and join us at 8:30 in the morning or 10:30 on a Sunday. And it's a privilege to share these things with you.
Wonderful. And can you remind everyone where the church is located?
The church is located on West Madison Street. And if you're headed toward Kelowna on Highway 1, just before you go under the railway underpass where the highway turns toward the north, there on the right side on the hillside is Faith Baptist Church.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Harold Gruber of Faith Baptist Church. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.